Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
But unfortunately, I fell down a damn rabbit hole and I've not gotten out yet.
Knife bros.
I literally Googled Sebastian Stan hands.
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
Well, yeah, because like usually in astrology, they would partner up air signs with fire signs.
All right, you can huggle.
Time travel stories. And
at the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
Well, we should make it a topic. Unfortunately, I didn't take German in school. I took Spanish and I don't remember any of it.
Three Fates Decide podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Three Fates Decide. I'm one of your co-hosts. My name is Mary and I'm with my other co-hosts, Sam and Liz. Say hi, ladies.
Hello.
Cool.
All right. Today is kind of, this topic is a topic very near and dear to my heart. We are going to be talking about gaming today, and that's going to include what types of games that the three of us play, the different gaming systems that have come out over the years, and just kind of this is basically, I'm a hardcore gamer. I have been for years. So I love gaming.
Yeah, I mean,
I wish I could make money off of. Wish I could make money doing it.
Yeah, I mean, like from all of our private, off mic conversations, like you're the hardcore gamer among the three of us. So
I am. I am.
So, yeah. So you will be the primary expert on this topic.
Yes. Now this is in no way a comprehensive talk on all the gaming consoles and all the games and everything, because while I'm I love gaming and I call myself a hardcore gamer, I'm not a pro. I'm not a pro, people. I enjoy gaming. I enjoy playing the games, and if I could become pro and make money off of it, I would do that, but unfortunately that'll never happen. So I just do it for the fun.
Yeah
there you go.
So we're not going to be getting into the nitty-gritty with the specs of gaming computers and all that, because that's a whole other topic.
Yep.
And And I don't know nearly enough about it.
To be fair, there probably are other podcasters that really are like super expert at talking about that. So
I am sure there are. I am sure there are.
We know what our limits are in discussions. So
yes. So we are going to start out with, we're not going to go through every game console that has come out, but we'll go through some of the highlights of the ones that most people will have remembered or know or have heard of. We'll talk about a couple that I hadn't even heard of, because they came out so long ago. And then we'll go into like the types of games that the three of us like to play, and then some of our favorite games of that type is how we would do that tonight.
Yeah, no, that works, especially since I think most people, not everyone, but obviously, because I know you didn't, but a lot of people started on some sort of video game console, you know, growing up. So,
right. I was one of the weird kids because I didn't have a video game console until I was like 18 or 19 years old. So I came to the console version of video games late, you could say. I grew up with the computer games. That was my jam, and that is what I still play to this day, because I prefer computer games. So the one of the first, well, the first video game console came out way back in 1967, and it was considered a working prototype that was called the Brown Box. And it was invented by a Ralph H. Baer, who is also known as the father of video games. And there was only six games for it at the time. There was ping pong, tennis, handball, volleyball, chase games, and a light gun game. So I'm just going to go through a couple of the first couple, and then we'll skip down to some of the more recent ones. The next one that came out was in 1972, and it was the follow-up to the Brown Box. It was called the Magnavox Odyssey. And it had no sound, and the graphics would be considered very, very primitive. So basically it's just a lot of dots. Yeah. So, I mean, and then that kind of was like, then we had the Atari kind of came out in the late 70s. The Magnavox had a couple of upgrades in the late 70s, but then we're going to kind of go down here to the 80s, which is when the three of us were all born in the 80s at some time. And the first one that most people still recognize besides Atari is the Nintendo.
Yep.
Oh boy.
That was my first system.
Yes. Now, Sega also came out right around the same year with its first one, the SG-1000. But the one that was most popular was the Nintendo. And that one was a beast. Mm-hmm. And if it was well taken care of, it still runs to this day. If you can find the TV that will run it.
We still have ours.
Yeah.
And actually, not too long ago, they came out with miniature versions. My sister got it for my brother.
Nice. That's awesome.
And it has like all like the old games on it and everything. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Then Atari came out again in 86. They had a better one, the Atari 7800. Nintendo had some upgrades. Then in 1990, they came out with the Super Nintendo, which was the biggest upgrade to really the Nintendo system. And then now we're going down into the 90s. Oh my God, the Commodore. That was that one. I remember that one. Didn't have one, but I remember friends having that one. Sega Genesis was another big one back in the mid 90s.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Nintendo 64 came out in 1996, and that was huge when it came out. That was what everybody wanted. I remember that.
Yeah, because that was like the first game system you could play up to four players at one time.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh my God.
Right? It's like everybody wanted it. Because that way
they had different color controllers, and like crazy.
Yeah. I remember that. It was insane. Then we get into like the late 90s and early 2000s. And that's when we had the PlayStation 1 came out back in, where was 94. It? 1994. In 1994, the PlayStation 1 came out. And that was the first game system that I ever had, but I didn't get that until like 2000. So I came to it very late. And by then they already had out the PlayStation 2.
Yep.
So I think I got a PlayStation 2 a few years later. Then we're getting into the ones that we've probably, most people have now heard of, which is the PlayStations, your Nintendo GameCube that came out in 2001, then your Xbox. That was a big one back in 2001.
Yep.
Then the Xbox 360 came out in 2005. PlayStation 3 came out in 2006. The next big one was the Wii in 2006. That was everybody wanted the Wii.
Yes.
I remember.
I had one.
Everybody wanted the Wii. I never had one. Never had a Wii.
You know, it was fun because, again, it was more interactive. You know, you weren't just sitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you actually, you know, like, I remember when we got ours, like, we got it for Christmas. The next day, like, we set it up and we played Wii Sports and we did bowling. Like, so we were just bowling in my house. It was just so much fun. You know, so it's like that first, like, interactive type system.
Which is awesome. I mean, it's great. It's just, that was just one I wanted one, but at the time they were so expensive. And then I just couldn't bring myself to spend the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother got my niece's, the Wii. They had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. And then now we're getting back. Now we're getting into like the PlayStation 4s and 5s, the Xbox S series, and it's just the graphics and everything has just gotten better and better and better for all of it. So it's just insane, all the different gaming consoles that there have been gaming consoles since 1967.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. Starting with like Pong, like ping pong, and you know, all these games. It's just, it's insane that we've had gaming systems for so long.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
Those are just like the big gaming systems. Then you have like the handheld systems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, I won't go into it too much. That obviously has a shorter history. The first one was 1979, and that was the Microvision. And it was just one game. It was the Blockbuster.
Mm.
But, like, I remember Game Boys.
I do, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then you had, like, the Atari had one. Sega had a handheld. I actually grew up with a Game Boy Color. I had a purple one. They were the miniature ones.
Yeah. My ex actually had a Game Boy Color as well. Just within the last 7 years.
Again, I still have mine. I don't know how, but
And it still works.
Yeah. I need to put new batteries in, but yeah.
Yeah. And then, I mean, you might not even think of them, but do you ladies, you guys remember the Tamagotchis?
Yes. Oh, yeah, I remember those.
Those were little video games.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a Nano, not a Tamagotchi, but which is like, was like a similar thing.
Yeah.
And I just remember I was in fifth grade, I think, when they were like really, really popular.
Mm-hmm.
To the point that they actually had to ban them in schools.
Yeah.
It's for anyone who's too young to know what a Tamagotchi was or a Nano. You had to basically take care of this little critter and this little, you know, it was tiny, very tiny, like a keychain type thing. Uh-huh. And you had to feed it and clean it. Play with it. You had to clean up after it and all that, you know. In all honesty, it taught you how to be responsible.
It did. Sick,
you had to take care, you know, all that stuff. And mine died because I couldn't bring it to school. And I was so upset because I would come home and it would have like poop all over the place.
Yeah, mine died several times too.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I remember those. Those are apparently coming back now though.
Yeah, I had so many of those things when they came out. I had the Tamagotchi. I think I had the Tamagotchi Angel. Mm. I actually had a Disney one that was the Little Mermaid. It was a Disney one. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't remember. I had like 4 or 5 of them over the years around when they were real popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all died.
You still have them?
I do, and they probably would still work if I would actually take the backs off and put new batteries in them. I bet you they would still work.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to mine. I had a Nano puppy.
I'm not sure where, because it hasn't been that long, because my daughter was actually playing with the Little Mermaid one. She wanted me to actually put new batteries in it. But that's been about a year or so ago, so I'm not sure where it got to. I was just going to say, it's amazing the different technology that we've had for so long and how it's just gotten better and better and better.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think, there was I had another one. They were real popular. Everybody wanted them for like the brain game and everything. Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
But while you're looking that up, so other handheld ones throughout the years, you had the Nintendo DS.
That's it, Nintendo DS. That's the one I couldn't think of, is the DS.
Happy to help.
Thanks.
PlayStation came out with a portable one. Nintendo 3DS, which is what I have. I have a 3DS. And then more recently, which I also have, is the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, that was a good one that came out.
Which the thing I like about the Switch is that you can either play it on TV or handheld. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is. But yeah, it was the Nintendo DS is what I was thinking. But I couldn't think of the name of it. And I've got mine somewhere. I just don't know where it's at. I'll have to find it. But so that's pretty much it for like the different types of consoles, besides computers, obviously, which has been a pretty big staple with the gaming.
Oh yeah, forever.
I remember the very first video game I ever played on the computer. And this is so funny. It was a game called Qbert. And I don't remember the premise of the game now, but I remember that was one of the very first ones I ever played. And Frogger.
I remember Frogger.
Yeah. My poor frog got run over all the damn time.
Yeah, I wasn't very good at it either.
I was not good at that one. And then, of course, Oregon Trail. You can't talk about gaming and not talk about Oregon Trail, which is like one of the, you know, it's like everybody's heard of the Oregon Trail. And I loved that game. Oh my God, I played the heck out of that game.
Yeah, then
I was a very deprived child because so many of these things, like you guys played, I never played any of it because like, my parents were they got pretty strict about like not letting me have too many of these things. So. Trying to think, what was the first game I really played? It was back in like the 90s. One of the first PCs that I actually owned was a machine one of my uncles bought for me. And it came with like, you know, games with it. I remember they came with like these CD-ROM games. Oh my God.
Yes, I still have mine.
Yeah, I have them somewhere. Like they're somewhere in the cabinets.
The first ones that I remember playing didn't come on CD-ROM. They came on a floppy disk.
Floppy disk. Yep.
Yeah.
I kind of remember there may have been a game on a floppy disk, but I didn't actually own it. It was like one of those things that you could play when you were at like computer lab or something at school if you had time, but yeah, the first game like I remember playing was like I was saying, like they were the CD-ROM games that came with the PC that my uncle got me, and one of them was this Indiana Jones game, which was actually a lot of fun. I actually played it with my cousins. We kind of like formed a little team together and like try to solve all the puzzles and things together. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of you know, relationship building there. Another game that actually came with it was actually one of those Star Wars games. The computer even came with a joystick to play this game with. So my brother loved playing it. Like I could never play this thing because like I wasn't used to playing with joysticks and stuff like that, and I'm terrible at that sort of thing anyway. So He had way too much fun playing that thing because he was the one who grew up with like Atari and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And let me think. Oh yeah, the other game that came with it was it's this game called Day of the Tentacle. That was a lot of fun to play too. It was supposed to be like a sequel to like this really old game that like came out a few years before this one, and it's actually a bonus game that was embedded in the CD-ROM for Day of the Tentacle, the original game that it was the sequel to. So yeah, those were my first video games, PC games.
And all I can think of when you say Day of the Tentacle was all I can think of is Hail Cthulhu. Sorry, that's all I can think of.
I mean, you can look it up. It's actually a pretty fun game. Basically, the short version is like basically you're playing this guy named Bernard, and he has these two roommates, and the three of you have to go to like this weird mansion owned by the Edison family. They're like spoofs of like, you know, monster creatures kind of a family, you know, almost like Adam's family or something like that. Anyway, so the dad in the family, he's the mad scientist. So he created these like mutant looking creatures that are basically, they're like tentacles that are, you know, sentient. And one of the tentacles drank like polluted water or something. So it mutated him into like this genius, you know, like one of those mwahaha, you know, world domination genius types. So your goal is to like defeat this evil tentacle before he actually succeeds in taking over the world. So that was a lot of fun because all sorts of wackiness ensued. It involves time travel.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun if you can get your hands on it.
I probably won't because I can imagine that the graphics on it kind of are really bad now.
Honestly, you could like search on YouTube for like, you know, people who are somehow able to still play this game. Like, I don't even know if like, I'm not sure if it would work on like more modern gaming machines and, you know, the compatibility with operating systems and stuff. But I've seen people like, you know, do their gameplay things, videos playing the game. And honestly, the graphics I thought were still pretty good for, you know, the 90s, actually. It was so much fun. I loved that game.
Yeah, I never played it.
Same. Never played that one. But
before going back into the computer games, I also remember the arcade games like Pac-Man and stuff like that. Like the very simple, you know, arcade games from back in the day.
Yes.
Pac-Man and all that stuff. And
yeah, I was never an arcade gamer because we never had any real arcades around where I lived. But
Pac-Man was always fun. Nerve-wracking as hell, but fun.
And I just remember some of the games that I used to love to play that I would love to be able to play them again if they did things like remaster them or made them better graphics-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I remember playing some of these games. Like, I played like the original Wolfenstein on my first computer was a Tandy 16 back in like the mid 90s. A Tandy 16.
Yeah, I've heard of that game, but again, it's like one of those games I never played.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious, like, what kind of games do you guys like to play?
Now,
yeah,
right now I'm playing on my computer Sims 4. I like Sims. I don't know why. You're literally like having someone live and like taking care of them and like, you know, whatever. There's not a huge concept of the game, but it is just very fun. And then whether, you know, it started, my obsession started with 64, and then going through my DS, my Switch, and now my Mario Kart. love that game. Love Mario Kart. And then my sister has an Oculus. That actually is pretty cool. So, like, you have, like, obviously the first game that I played on there was, like, the Beat Sabers. So it's kind of like Fruit Ninja.
Uh-huh.
You remember Fruit Ninja, but it's, like, to a beat. You have to, like, hit, like, these boxes or whatever. It's fun. And then she had a game. It was almost like a escape room. It was, like, three escape rooms. And I literally spent, like, 4 hours playing that game at once because it's just, like, crazy. And you have all, like, these puzzles that you have to do. And then the most recent game that I played, it was, like, Down the Rabbit Hole. It was, like, an Alice in Wonderland game.
That sounds fun.
That was really fun. It's hard, but it's really, really fun. And again, the thing I like about the Oculus is it's, you know, it's all interactive. You move and, like, you turn and it turns with you and, like, you know, whatever. So she also has, like, the zombie game, but I'm not that good at that game.
Yeah.
Not into zombies. Which are the games that I love to play.
Yeah, I'm not a big zombie lover.
Oh, I love the zombie games.
Zombies and anything with, like, sharks or something, not for me. Not for me.
Yeah, I don't think I could do shark. Well, I could do sharks as long as it's a computer game, because I actually do play a game that has sharks in it, and they can't eat you. I don't play that game very often. I really don't. No, but it's a good game. But I guess for me, if the type of games I like are more of, like, your open, they're considered open world, where you've just got this map that you can explore, survival and crafting. I like open world survival crafting games, basically. Yeah, I love games like that. My first and true love will always be the Elder Scrolls and Fallout. Those two sets of franchises are, I love them, because I didn't play some of the older Elder Scrolls, but the first one I played was Morrowind, Elder Scrolls 3. So I've played Morrowind, Oblivion, Skyrim, and I've played Skyrim a lot. I recently got back into that one. I play the Elder Scrolls Online, which is an MMO. I play Fallout 76. I played Fallout 4, Fallout 3. I've played I played all of Fallout New Vegas. Didn't really play Fallout 1, but I did play Fallout 2. Kind of came to those ones a little later. But yeah, those are kind of the games that I like to play. Though I've been addicted to 7 Days to Die. It's one I've been playing a lot lately.
Right.
It's a zombie. It's a zombie apocalypse, and you're pretty much the only survivor. And you have to survive the zombies running around. And then every 7 nights, you have what's known as a blood moon. And you get hordes of zombies coming after you.
Ugh.
So that's fun. Oh, that's fun. It's fun. Until you die. And have to do it all over again. And you're like, shit.
Yeah, that's a complete pain in the ass, I'm sure.
Yes. So that's why you try not to die.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't always have the patience for that. I'm like one of those people that's, when I do play games, I'm like super, super casual. So I think I'm more into, like, some of those role-playing games. Like, not that I've actually played Final Fantasy, but, you know, like, I would probably be into Final Fantasy if I had access to those games, like, particularly, you know, I can't remember which ones that sounded kind of interesting, like the characters, but yeah, those kind of games where it's like a fantasy and, like, you're in a party and, you know, you play as, like, certain characters with, like, certain abilities or whatever, and you're doing quests and things like that. Those are always fun because they appeal to the book loving reader that I am. The other thing I also enjoy is like some of those like strategy simulation games. Like they're similar to The Sims, where you're like, you know, in this situation and you have to make all these decisions, and then you run the thing for like the next day, you know, of the game, and like based off of whatever decisions you made, like you find out what happens to your characters, and then, you know, you have to figure out like, okay, well, did I do a great job with this decision that I made, or like did I completely screw up the characters and like I'm gonna doom them? There's quite a few like games like that, like yeah, like some of those like tycoon games, and there's like this villager game that I've played that's kind of like that as well, where like the characters are the survivors of this civilization, and they end up like on a deserted island, and they're trying to basically recreate their society. So in theory, you could end up creating generations and generations of people, and you have all these like quests you need to have your villagers complete, and you eventually have to have like a next generation, which is interesting. Yeah, so those kind of games, pretty casual, but you know, still fun, you know, to me at least. I'm sure other people find it fun too.
Here's a question. If you had to pick just one game to play for the rest of time, what would you pick?
That's a tough one. Not that I play a ton of games, but I think at this moment it's down to Fairy Godmother Tycoon or Avayond. For anyone who doesn't know what that is, Avayond is basically one of those like RPG kind of games that I mentioned that I personally enjoy playing. That one is actually a fun game. I mean, like, they're kind of like old school graphics, like, you know, like the 16-bit, 32-bit look, but you feel the nostalgia playing, you know, games that look like that. But it, yeah, that was a lot of fun. I actually technically never finished the game. Like I was like, where I stopped at playing that game was like, you know, like those stages in the game where like you're basically trying to level up so you can get access to certain powers or certain spells that like some of your characters need to fight like one of the bosses.
Oh, the grind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to grind out the levels.
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of stopped playing the game when I was like at one of those like grind stages, because I was like, okay, I need a break, because it's like I need another 5-6 levels until like I get to like level 99 or whatever it was, which is when, you know, my mages can access like these super powerful spells that will like really do a lot of damage to the final boss. So I was like, I need a break, and I just wound up not getting back to it again. And I've subsequently changed computers, so I have to, like, more or less start all over again. Ugh. But that's okay, because, like, it's been so long since I played that game. Like, there's aspects of the game I don't even remember how to play anymore. So
yeah, so it'd probably be best to start all over again.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what Fairy Godmother Tycoon is, that's one of those simulation games where you play a fairy of some sort, and you are in this like fairy tale world where the fairy godmother is a fairy godmother who owns stores in different towns in this magical world. And her store basically sells potions to treat all sorts of curses. And you have to go to run, you know, a branch of her multiple stores to try to regain business for her store. Sometimes, like, the challenge is you need to have a certain amount of cash. Other challenges, you need to defeat the rival businesses because, you know, they took up a lot of the market share. So you know, in order to finish, you know, to the net, you know, but level, you have to basically do so much business that you took away their customers and you're forcing them out of business. So, yeah, that game was a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun trying to plan ahead and make enough money to upgrade, to improve your store and get access to potions ahead of the rivals, et cetera, et cetera. That game is a lot of fun.
Yes, I've played it multiple times.
Yeah. I wish there were more tycoon type of games like that. That is always fun for those of you out there who enjoy like simulation type games that are like also kind of casual. Like you don't have to constantly click on your screen or whatever. You just make your decisions and then you click start day and then you let the thing run and hope that your decisions didn't screw you over.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's lots of tycoon type games. That's just one type. There was one that I used to play. It was called Zoo Tycoon, and you literally ran a zoo.
Yes, I've heard of that one.
That was fun. And there was Zoo Tycoon 1 and 2.
Yeah, I never played that one. Yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of tycoon games out there.
I played the circus one. I really liked the circus one, but like, I never finished it because, again, like stuff happened and I stopped playing it. But that was a fun game, too. Like you come up with your own circus, like in terms of like the acts and like you also design the show. Mm-hmm. And actually, I think your protagonist is a male character and you can have your character romance one of like three women that are part of the circus, and depending on which lady you end up romancing, you get certain advantages later down the road in the game.
Mm. How about you, Sam? If you could only play one game for the rest of your life, not obviously not every day, this is just, but one game, what would you pick and basically why would you pick it? Sam's like, damn it, I hate this question.
I know. Because I'm the same, like, I like simulation games. And so, like, you know, you're talking about the tycoons. Like, I love Roller Coaster Tycoon. You know, yes. You make a theme park and, you know, try mm-hmm. and make money. And that's what I like about Sims. It's, you know, obviously all simulation. You have somebody and you have to basically give them the best life possible. But going back to, I guess, my roots, the thing that I played throughout my childhood, you know, or most of my childhood and all that, would probably be Mario Kart.
It's a good choice.
Probably stick with that.
That's a good choice. You see, this is a hard question even for me because there's so many.
And and like the problem is like a lot of the new games, like I said, like that Alice in Wonderland game is so much fun. Like I actually want to play it again, even though I've played it already, like I've beaten the game. I just want to play it again because it's that much fun.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I guess for me, if I was going to pick one game to play for the rest of my life, I would probably have to pick, you know, it's almost cliche to say it, but I'd have to pick Skyrim. Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim. Because it's that, well, it has the quests and everything. It's also an open world.
Right.
And it's that in the modding, I mean, we didn't even get into the modding communities for these, for games now. And the modding community for Skyrim is still going strong 10 years later. And I mean, the stuff that they can come up with is amazing. You know, so it's got infinite replayability because of that. Because mods can add in new quests, new characters, new followers, new homes, new dungeons, new places to explore. And I mean, a lot of them look seamless, like they belong in the game anyway. It's just amazing.
That does sound amazing, actually.
Yeah, I think of all of them, I would have to probably pick Skyrim would be the, if I couldn't play any other game for the rest of my life, it'd have to be Skyrim. Mm. If that's the only game I could play for the rest of my life, it would be that one.
Yeah.
I mean, even the vanilla, I could play I'd play the hell out of the vanilla version of the game. I mean, it's not, I haven't played it for a long time, but I've got probably close to 1500 hours in that game.
Yeesh. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I have over 1,000 hours in 7 Days to Die too. So,
okay. So now I'm kind of curious, like, what platform, you know, do you guys prefer playing your games on?
PC, because that's what I grew up with. Sam's gonna say console.
Yeah, because I guess you know it's what I grew up with. I mean, I grew up with both,
right.
You know.
But you probably played more console than you did PC.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was the opposite because I came to consoles late as compared to PC. So.
Yeah, for me, it would definitely be PC because I did not grow up with console games. I mean, some of my cousins, they had, you know, consoles, but I didn't always play them. So, yeah, my only real first-hand experience at playing games of any kind is on PC, so I would be totally 100% PC person. Yeah, I guess, like, before, like, we really close out. So, like, you know, what all of you guys who are listening to this episode, you know, what kind of games do you guys like to play? Consoles, you know, what are your nostalgic stories about, you know, games you played as a kid? Or maybe you discovered games late. I mean, who knows? Just feel free to share your story with us. Like, we're also kind of curious. What did you guys play? Or what do you like playing now? Let us know. Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next time.
And see what we're going to talk about.
Because the three fates decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.